Somebody get put on notes.
It's about her. Look, it's about her. I don't care. I'm showing her off. The song is about her. She got definitely got top.
Let's jump into it. This is a heartfelt story on Pion Media. Y'all know who it is, man. It's the boy, Mr. Watch It What? Watch Your Tone. And I'm sitting here with the queen of everything.
Of many things.
The queen of many things, Shannon. Shannon, we got a special guest in the building. Episode 2 of A Heartfelt Story.
Yes.
We got the boy Trax.
Welcome.
Sanders in the
doing?
Building.
How you doing? Look. Ba, ba,
ba, ba. Okay. We're about.
Yeah.
Trax Sanders is in the building, man. Yeah.
Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this morning here for the Heartfelt Story. So today I'm just kind of breaking down some things about you. You're doing some big things. You're here. You're there. Your mind is just big. And so far you've been consistent, and I really support you. So I kind of wanted to know just a little bit, backing it up. So a little bit about where you're from. What block you from? Where you from?
But Trax, before you get into that, Ms. Shen, tell the people once again what A Heartfelt Story is and what it's all about.
Okay, so A Heartfelt Story is basically something that I believe is good for us because it's talking about people that's like underground, people that we don't really hear about, but they've been doing this forever, for years, and things of that nature. So I'm bringing people to the platform who have been underground or who's in the darkness and nobody really knows. We're bringing them out in the light and shedding some light on them.
Giving them their roses while they're here, you know what I'm saying? Yes. And hoping that their story can help impact somebody else.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Trax.
That's dope.
Yes, sir.
Where you from?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. First of all, thank you. Thank you for the support. I wanted to say that right away. I was born in Michigan, in Battle Creek, Michigan, in the place they make Kellogg's.
In the place they make what?
Kellogg's. It smelled like Fruity Pebbles every day when I was born.
Okay.
That's why I'm fat.
Nice.
So at the age of 4, really, I moved to Milwaukee, so I've been here ever since. So I say that I'm from here.
Okay.
And I was raised on like 12th and Valete, like right in the hood, you know, and then I moved out to 85th and Hampton. So I've been in the hood pretty much my whole life. So I'm pretty much raised. I wasn't born, but I'm raised from the soil from Milwaukee.
Okay,
that's cool.
That's what's up.
Where did you go to high school? Graduate from?
All right. So I went to Seaford Elementary School. Then I went to Morris Middle School. Then I went to Milwaukee Tech High School.
Uh huh.
And I went to the University of Minnesota.
Whoa, Minnesota!
That's
I used to stay in Minnesota too. What city is that?
That's it's in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
That's nice.
Okay, Trax, putting on for the ill meal.
All my life.
You know what I'm saying?
All my life.
What you study in the University of Minnesota?
All right, so this is what I study. I went in there and I studied theater and communications. And I started doing poetry and stuff like that. And I started getting like in a lot of plays. And they started wanting me to act. But then I started getting like the music bug. So I started like making a lot of music and writing music, and so I started writing music for people.
Okay.
You get what I mean? And that one thing led to another, and I was writing like every type of genre of music.
Okay.
But for me, there was stories, there was like plays, there was like
poetry.
Yeah. You get what I mean?
Yeah. That's nice.
And I just so happened, just through my genetics, through my family, like they're musical, like I just knew how to do it. Like no teaching really, like it just makes sense in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, you get what I mean? So
that's nice.
I start writing songs, and I wrote a gospel. My cousin was like, man, you should try to write this gospel song. I said, man, I ain't never wrote no gospel song before. He was like, man, it's basically an R&B love song, and the answer is God. And I said, okay. So I wrote this song called 101, and it went number one. For an artist named Zicardi Cortez.
An R&B love song, but the answer is God. That's a good way of looking at that.
So the song was one. I had a song that I was working on, and like, I don't know if this is by the grace of God, but it's so funny. My writing partner, Ike, came over my house for the first time. He literally knocked on my door the day that I got the call to write for Zicardi Cortez. And he so happened to like really like major in gospel. Like it was like, bro, I was riding by and I was like, that's Trax House.
Because he had pulled up.
And just pulled up. Man, and I was like, and we, and I was like, man, I've been, I'm working for this artist named Zacardi Cortez. I don't really know him. He's a gospel. He's a big guy. That, y'all kind of probably not into gospel like that, but Zacardi Cortez is like me saying Beyonce in gospel.
Okay.
So you know, he like up there with Kurt Franklin.
Yeah, I was
going
to say he's a Kurt Franklin.
Yeah, Zacardi Cortez. Like, you get what I mean? So, I was like, but I didn't know him at the time. I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
But I did. So when I said Zacardi Cortez to Ike, I was like, y'all, like, I said, he was like, let's do it.
Right.
Like,
you know, right.
I was like, well, I started this song, man. It's called 101. It was an R&B song, but I'm kind of flipping it. Mm-hmm. It was about having a 101 with a girl. But I was like, what if I want a 101 with God? And I want to say, God, I know you got a whole lot of people, but don't talk to them right now. I need a 101 with you right now.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And like, so the gospel world really liked the concepts that I was coming with, like in terms of, because it was like secular concepts.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people so happened to feel that way. Like, right. And I was just like, oh man. So like, and then there was a whole bunch of people like covering it. Like, so it was like thousands of covers of that song. Like, you know, they crying like, I don't know how you have all this. I'm like, I was just feeling like I wanted to be selfish.
Uh-huh.
We got, you know, because, you know.
Man, that's real.
And I won the ASCAP award for it. And then I did it like.
Hey, make some noise. Let me hit the button down. Oh, yeah. Hit the button down for that, man. That's definitely a round of applause for that.
I actually won two awards for that one.
Awesome.
And then I wrote them two more songs, and I won two awards for those.
Cool.
So do you know who Ray Rizzi is?
Ray Rizzi, I heard of that name.
Yeah, Ray Rizzi. Like, at the time that he came out with, like, I'm Jacking, like, I was engineering for him. Like, you get what I mean? Like, in the Yeah, Okay, and stuff like that. The songs that was, like, popping in the city. And I was, like, helping promote Nitty 2 when Bow came out. Like, I was, my best friend is DJ Stretch. He be up here. He's a DJ for V100. Like, so I was, like, the Record Breakers crew. Like, I was, like, a member of them, but not a DJ.
Okay.
I was just a producer, and I was giving out songs so much. Like, I used to give out beat CDs to everybody that I met. Like, you could, I used to just like, here, listen to my beats, listen to my beats.
Yeah.
And so they never could remember my name. So they used to just remember I gave them Trax. So they'd be like, hey man, guy with the Trax. Mm-hmm. It was like that, and then it just became Trax.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And since it was so many Trax online, I just put my last name behind it.
Okay.
Trax Sanders.
It's T-R-A-X-X.
Yep.
That's nice. I like that.
Okay. Not the triple X, huh?
Man, a little bit.
Okay.
Almost.
Because I would get into that a little bit, but I want to know what, like, you know, working and with gospel music, were you religious before then, or do you find
I always been a Christian, man. I stay close to God. You know, I do my talking. I do my repenting. I stay close to God. I'm one of those people that's like, okay, Nas X, I think it's okay to be gay, but if you slide from a pole from heaven to hell and hump the devil, I'm not gonna like you.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, like it's okay to be gay, but if you start being blasphemous or this, you get what I'm saying? Then I'm gonna have a problem, even though I make secular music and I'm secular. Like, you get what I mean? Like, I really know. I'm like one of those people.
And since you brought up the whole Lil Nas X, how do you really feel about, you know?
I'm fine. I want to sound like the white people to be like, I got a black friend. Like, you get what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I, like, being gay is fine. Like, you know, right, it just is what it is. Like, you get what I mean? Like, they just, people, like, know anybody else. Like, so I don't really kind of, I'm not moved at all. But if you do something stupid, I still don't like it.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
I feel you.
Kanye make gospel music, and I hate half of the stuff he be doing. Like, you get what I mean? But I think he's an amazing artist, but as a person.
Right, right.
From being in the industry and all the stories I know, I'm like, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
What, you got some exclusives? That's what?
No, I ain't got no exclusives to tell you on air. But let's just say I know a lot of those people.
Right,
like,
right.
You get what I mean? That be around a lot of those people. Like, and I feel like, I wish I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weird? I love their music so much that I wish I didn't know them. When I met the people, and I would kid, like, I'm like, kid, when I tell you that I write songs,
uh-huh.
like, I mean, last time I was in Atlanta, I was with Jermaine Dupri and Brian Michael Cox the whole time writing songs. Like, I write songs for people.
Okay.
Like, you get what I'm saying? That's like, cool. So, like, I be around those people and I see the stories and I hear the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dang, I wish you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Because I really like this person. Like, it's a couple of big artists that I met. And I was like, oh, they a jerk.
Yeah.
But I wish but their music is awesome.
It's
like,
crazy.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
maybe
that's why they say,
I feel like some people probably feel that way about me. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
And that's why they say you don't want to meet your, you know, favorite celebrity.
It sucks.
Or like, yeah, but I always feel like it's always three sides to a story. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm talking about people that I met, like, from my own
your personal experience.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I was like, hey, man, I was so happy to meet him. Like, hey, how you doing, brother? And it's like, nigga, why you in my face?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And it's like, okay. You know what I mean?
And
like, you know.
Because those are role models.
Yeah, man, I'll be excited, man.
I
got let down so much.
I felt that way when I met a kid. From House Party. Kid.
Right. He was a standoffish.
He was a little standoffish. Play was cool. Play was player.
Yeah, he always
he was
cool.
Player. I was like, okay.
Yes.
Play was like, come on,
I
man,
met
let's take a picture. You know what I'm saying? He signed my shirt. Like,
I met Play, and he said, what's up? And guess what? Kid just kept walking.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like,
oh,
yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
some
I feel,
people
I know
feel like that fame is all the time, you know, paparazzi all the time. So sometimes they just kind of go left. I know we met Chingy. I used to be at the Boys and Girls Club. I was a team center coordinator. And Chingy came just to sign autographs, and they like, sing, and he like, wait, the Boys and Girls didn't play me, they didn't pay me, the club didn't pay me, so I'm not singing. So all these kids was lit in the gym and ready just for autographs. So
some people don't love they don't love their art, and they don't love their music, they don't do it for that, and that's I mean, I do,
right?
That can be,
you get what I mean, which is just why I'm here. I love making music. I do it for free. Like, I'm giving away my own music right now for free. Like,
right.
You get what I mean?
I'm
just showing love.
One who, like, sings in a shower? You sing songs in a shower, too?
I probably sing too much. My wife probably, like, shut up. I'm not, like, I don't even feel like, I wouldn't call myself the greatest singer. I'm just decent. Like, I'm really decent, but my concepts are so dope.
Right.
And I sit in the pocket so good that it's like, oh, okay, that's dope. Like, you get what I mean?
Yes,
so
that's
kind of how I am.
What kind of genre is your music? Is it?
I really can't tell you. Like, all right, so my genre is hip hop, R&B, and soul. And I couldn't pick which one to come out with, so I named it Schizo. All right,
tell us about that.
All right, I got an album out right now. It's called Schizo. It's 9 records. It's Schizo to me is very emotional. Like I don't even halfway like listening to it. Like, but like not because of the song selection, but because it like represents dark times in my life. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, I like when I was making Schizo, I had got up with the same people that signed the gospel artists. They were saying they was going secular,
mm-hmm.
and he's a millionaire, so. I'm like, man, you know, put some money behind me. Like, listen to this. And he was like, oh, man, that's amazing. Showed him the graphics. It's amazing. Showed him that video. It's amazing, bro. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when Corona hit. And I sat on the bench for 2 years. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I just finally, like, you know, I'm like, sir, like, no offense. Like, drop me. You know what I mean? Like, please. Like, you gonna let me
that's
go.
Tough.
Like, you know, and it kind of made us fall out. You know what I mean? But he dropped me, you know, and now I can put out my own records. And even though I'm moving slow, like I'm like one customer at a time, like one fan at a time, I wasn't able to reach the masses. Like I thought I could have been with him, like, you know, pushing me because with the whole fat boy image and the whole, you know what I mean? Like I think I could have went kind of real far with him doing it. But I guess I got to find really another investor or another way because I can't keep waiting on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Being on the bench, man. Because
right.
he making so much money from gospel. Like, why would he even have to? You thinking like, I do the secular when I feel like it. Maybe next year. And I don't want to wait around. I'm just getting old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to keep going and keep the fire lit while you're ready. You know
all my life.
So,
and why I'm excited to do it.
How hard is it, you know, creating certain songs while being married? You know, like.
Oh, so that's a great question. It is hard. It's cause like I can't like when I wasn't married, like I could go out and explore it and really I hate to say this, I could really play with girls just to see what their reaction would be so I could write about it.
Okay.
Now I got to kind of live through other people's stories.
Okay.
So she, when you was talking about my group, which I'm not supposed to say their name outside, you don't talk about Fight Club outside of Fight Club. But you was talking that I use it for the stories. Like, everybody just think I'm nasty.
Okay.
But I need to write about it. What do you think Top is about? It's about a story. It's about my story, man.
Yeah.
It's also about other people's stories that they tell me. So I get cool with people, and I'll be like, hey, what's your nasty story? And I write a freaky song about it. Like, I need the stories all the time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I need
smart.
To, I need
smart
to, that's how I found out to circumvent it, because they don't have to be my stories.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. At first, it was like, oh, this is my life. I got to sing about my life. But then as I got married, my life is boring. Like, I wake up and I take my kids to school, like, you know,
right.
Take care of my family. Like, but other people's lives, when I ask them questions, is interesting.
Right.
You know, I had a guy tell me just recently, he was doing something with a girl, and he put out a camera, and she thinking he gonna record it. He went in, he put out her camera, you know, her phone.
Uh-huh.
She thinking he gonna record it. He went in her Cash App and sent himself $100. Is that a story?
Man, yeah, that's...
Is that a story for you?
What?
I've been wanting to write... story coming.
See, I've been wanting to write about that for the longest. Like, you know, I want to give myself... You know what I'm saying? Let me pay myself. You get what I'm saying? Like that's a song to me. Man. In my head.
Yeah, empty out your Cash App. Empty out your Cash
App. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel
you. In my head, it's a song.
Have you ever used somebody's story that they didn't approve of you using?
Oh, like, yes.
Oh, yeah. I let that go. And what was the song so we could look it up?
No, I don't want to tell. I don't want to tell, but I made a whole show about it.
Okay.
I started a pilot. I started a show called The Right Way, and it was supposed to be about the stories. It was supposed to be how I got my stories
for my
songs. And I made a whole story about something that really happened, and the person was pissed. Like was pissed. Long story short, I was dating a girl, right? And she was messing with a DJ here. And I know all the DJs. So I'm sitting with the DJ one time after the club, and I had bought him, like, he was like, hey, I ain't got no cash on me. Can you buy me a brat? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the thing to be outside the club. So I bought him a brat, and we sitting there. He was like, yeah, man, I want to. Like, so I don't smoke weed. Like, you get what I mean? So he was like, man, I'll be matching with this one girl. And she smokes. So I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid to match because I feel like it's just a reason to kick it.
Facts.
You get what I mean?
Facts.
So she was like, yeah, I need to match with this bar. And I'm trying to be cool. And I'm trying to be like, oh, you still my girl. It's like, cool. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting there, and he, like, talking to me. And he, like, telling me this whole story. He, like, man, I went over to this girl house. She got a super big ass, you know. She's a man. She's, like, thick. And she this. Yeah, I do this, and she do this. And the way he was explaining it, I knew it was her.
Okay.
I knew she chocolate, and she this. And I'm like.
She got that one mole on her back.
I was like. So the whole time, I'm just sitting there, and he just telling me how he screwing my girl. I'm just like. I'm just taking it. It feels like punches in the face. But you, like, you got to be cool. You can't.
Yeah, ask her, what's her name?
No, I asked her, what's her name at the end?
Oh.
Like, it was like, I know who you're talking about. Right. And then she was on her way to pick me up. So when she pulled up, she was just like, hey, y'all, like, oh, hey, you. And I'm just like, oh, so you gonna say hey you to him like, yeah, like you don't know that you just did something with him
right.
like last week?
Right.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like I didn't, like, he didn't just tell me.
But the question is, did you get in the car and go home with her?
Man, hey, listen, dog, you know what I'm saying? You can't quit your old job before you have a new job.
Oh, okay.
Am I tripping?
No, right? No gaps.
It ain't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Keep your happiness coming.
I'm gonna hella retaliate. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Dang.
She did not know that he told me all of that, but I, you know.
You took it like a boss.
Yeah, that's
she know now because cool. she saw the pilot.
Okay.
I sent it to
okay.
her.
That's
she was cool. pissed. So the question is, yeah.
Yeah, you went home.
I showed her story.
Oh, okay.
In video form, and I made a song about it.
Damn, go crazy.
Wow, that's why they say never date an artist because you can become material. Like, never date a poet because...
Oh, wow, I ain't never heard that.
I think
oh, you definitely material.
Yeah.
You material right now. I wanted to write with
you. Oh, man, because I know I'm on the group, you know, so... And I hate playing games like because people never did nothing, and I've done a lot, you know, I've lived my life.
Right.
So it's like, man, I ain't telling y'all nothing.
I love stories, man. That's why I egg people on. Like, tell me the stories. I really want to write about them.
Interesting.
I really want the story. Like, that's what I did it for.
It
wasn't necessarily just to be whatever. I really want the stories.
Yeah.
So that means you're a good listener. I or do am. You manipulate
the... I know, because I want the story as raw as possible.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want it, like, tell yeah. me whatever. A lot of people tell me everything. Yeah. Like, you get what I mean? I never put that name in.
Right, 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 right.
Who or why I got the story. That's why people like, you know, I got a song on there on Schizo that I just put out called F You Very Much. And it's not necessarily my story, uh-huh. but I use things that related to my life, like different parts, like even when I was pissed at my wife, like, you know, I used different parts of my story, but it was the overall premise of it ain't my story. And I was just thinking, like, you know how people say something, so you might thank you very much. Like, and right. I'm like, what if I'm like, I flip that. I'm like, F you very much. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, and I think it's like probably one of my most clever songs on there. Like, like the whole song is like, it's like a flip of things like you would say thank you for, you saying F you for.
Okay.
It's so dope.
It's different.
It's very smart.
Yeah, that's a unique perspective, man.
Yeah.
And the wifey is awesome. So how is it having that support? Every time I see you, I see her. You out here, y'all promoting this and that. The wifey seems like y'all have this dream. All right,
so let me change that. She do not come out with me. She hate coming. Like, she is a hobbit. She hate coming outside. However, I drag her into my escapades. Like I bought a camera or two, and she's fine. Like, she fine. Like, my wife, I did good for myself, okay? Like, you get what I'm saying? All right. So, like, I got an in-house model. You better, you know what I mean? Take that off. Like I'm about to take pictures of you because I need to practice.
Right.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Because I don't want to pay for anything. I want to do my own videos, my own whatever, because why? You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, song videos.
I
got those videos too, but that was more, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's definitely.
Oh, no, that's more every day.
It sounds like
we real life nasty. That's why we made the group.
Yeah. I feel like most big people are a little freak nasty.
All my life, we are. I don't have no shame. Like, I look you dead in the eye and say it. Like, it even feel weird. Like, just is what it is. I always been this way. Like, my wife is kind of like, she feel like I be just dragging her into shit. Like, I like her. Let's get her. All right, let's do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But then now it's like, I feel like she look at girls more than me. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, look at her. She got a big old booty. I be like, she do. Good eye. You know what I'm saying? Let's get her.
It's crazy. And that's like a smooth relationship because you don't have to, no jealousy. You guys are best friends. Y'all can just be yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's smooth, too.
I tell her.
I mean, you just said
stuff
something
I probably shouldn't
that,
tell her. Like, I tell her everything. Like,
you just said something that a lot of men probably want or, you know.
Okay, so I got a thing to propose to y'all. So
okay.
She been messing with my mind lately. We didn't have so many things with girls. She's like, what if I want to do something with a dude? I'm like, all right, hold up now. Hold up.
And that's where I was finna go.
Hold up. Like you trying to take it out of proportion. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, and I'm sitting here thinking like, all right, if I do this one time, I can do what I want to do 10 times. Like, you get what I'm saying? But can I really, like, am I strong as her? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
can
what
I really
saying.
Handle this?
That's
like,
what
like, you know what I mean?
Never know until it's time.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, how do y'all handle that, you know, that?
I don't muzzle her.
Triangle.
Right? Like, I don't muzzle her. I let her speak her mind.
Okay.
Whatever she want to say or do, we really talk about it and we have our thing. I told her what I'm willing to deal with and what I'm not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. It's a different story if we, like, I don't want to say, like, use a guy like a toy.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I mean? And to reference to if you kiss, tongue kissing him. Like, it's two different stories. If it's no emotion, then I'm cool with it. If it's emotion, then y'all can go and I'm out.
Right. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's no emotion.
I feel you. It's up and down. It's pros and cons to it. I don't know. You remember Teyana Taylor and
right. I'm not there. I don't live in no. I don't live in no. I don't. This is the big thing. In order to do this, you don't live in nobody else's relationship. We live in our own.
That's good. Okay.
Does that make sense?
And that's why I support y'all.
I'm not swayed by nothing that anybody else went through.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can see it.
It's so weird for people that they see us and they say, y'all so different, but then they want us to take ideas or be scared from other people's relationships.
Right,
like,
right.
Tiana Taylor said, don't do it because, you know, no, we different.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Definitely.
So we stay, we stay different in every aspect. You know what I mean? Between highs and the lows. Like, you get what I mean?
That
comes from, like, super loving somebody. I feel like when you super love somebody, you can't just keep getting yours and then be like, nah, nigga, I ain't even talking to you about your
right.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we'll at least have a conversation. I don't know if we'll ever do it.
That's the biggest thing, though.
Have a conversation.
Is what he's saying is that the communication seems to be there.
Yeah.
So, like, conversations, y'all talk about everything.
We
talk like
more than anything.
Yeah.
That's nice.
10 times more than anything.
And you can just tell that, like, y'all like the power couple of Milwaukee or something, too. So that's
you think
awesome.
I think
I want to be in the running.
That's pretty smooth.
You
said what?
I'm in the running. Me and my lady in the running.
So, going to the album that you just dropped, like, why the Bad Guys title?
The Bad Guys, all right, so the Bad Guys came from, I work with a lot of people, and I felt like, I'm abrasive, but I'm a sweetheart, like, no, like, you get what I mean? Like, I give a lot more than I take, I give everything, but since I'm so, like, direct, it seemed like I'm just, and I'm a big dude.
Right.
Like, you know, from being a big black dude, everybody's scared of you, like,
right,
everybody
right.
think.
Right.
You trying to be aggressive towards them, and it's not that. And I was watching Batman, and Batman was like, sometimes you be the hero so long, long enough, you become the villain.
Yep.
You get what I mean? And I felt like that was happening to me in a lot of different situations. Like, I was becoming a villain.
Uh-huh.
Like, you get what I mean? Like, I would be like, I would get with somebody and I would give them my all, give them all my music and give them everything. And then I would say no to one thing. And then all of a sudden I was the villain.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And so the Bad Guys was me saying, I don't give a fuck no more. I'm a bad guy.
Uh-huh.
If I start off saying I'm a bad guy, then you know right away,
yeah,
don't mess with me.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, I'm really nice.
Yeah.
Like, so when you get over there, you're like, dang, he gave her everything.
Right.
Not her, but him. Or I'm just saying her or him. Like,
right,
you get
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I'm just like, he giving everything. He giving his soul. You know what I mean? But like, from the outside, I want to be like, I'll fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, excuse me, I'll mess you up. Like, you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be tough. Like, that's what the Bad Guys kind of came from. Like, I don't mind being a bad guy now. I'm older and I don't give a crap. Yeah.
But you're not really the bad guy.
Right.
I'm a good guy, but no, I want to be the bad guy. Like, just label me the bad guy. I don't even want you to know I'm a good guy. Like,
gotcha.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if
it's
you say you're
element of surprise, that
exactly.
You're trying to,
you know what I'm saying? What if Suge Knight was really a really great guy? Does that make sense? What if he was like? What if he was the type of person that gave you everything he had? Like, you get what I mean? But he didn't want nobody to mess with him in public. Like,
right.
Come
right.
up and take his
I
shit. Like, you,
that's
know,
a good
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's part of your upbringing, right? You know,
what you mean?
So, like
in gospel.
I mean,
in church world.
Not just church world, like just imperial, like as far as where you live.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying? Like,
we loving, man. Like, I'm a big. I would rather hug on you, but I will punch you. Like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah, but like, in the same too, for us as black men, we can't show that we're so vulnerable, right?
Right.
We can't, you know what I'm saying? Because, and that's us using
right.
our.
So you put up a big sign. Like,
yeah.
Like, even when you stand strong, or you put up, you take a picture and you look mean.
Right.
Like, you really ain't feeling mean.
Right, 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 right.
But when the picture come on, you like, you get
face,
what I'm saying?
Straight face, gun in
you
the waist.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got to show my pistol.
Right,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like chances are it's on me on the time. It's this, it's that.
Yeah.
But I would rather shake your hand than to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, like, I had a problem with somebody, or we had a problem. And once we talked about it, we was cool. Like, literally cool.
Yeah.
When we realized it wasn't really no problem,
mm-hmm.
it's just everybody's perception of us making it a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They perception of us, because we both alpha males. Alpha males ain't scared of alpha males. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you a big dog, you ain't scared of a big dog.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
You just you when you see him barking, you like, oh, you done?
Right.
You
my
get
turn.
What I'm saying?
You
done barking like so when people be getting all riled up, like, I'm not scared of Suge Knight. Yeah, he's Suge Knight. Like, I'm just using him as an example.
Yeah,
I'm not scared of 50
Cent.
Like, you get what I'm saying? When I see him, I'm like, when I was around him in real life, I was just like, oh, what's up?
Right.
Like, you get what I mean? I'm not we
right. Yeah.
I'm from Milwaukee. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see
a lot.
The worst. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I didn't made it 30 some odd years. Like, you get what I mean? So, feel me?
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
Yes, yes. I feel you. I feel you. So kind of like where you at now and what you're doing. So you leaked the album. Mm-hmm. And then where are you going with everything?
Right now, I'm just rounding up, it's weird because it ain't really like an R&B per se scene here. It's a lot of dope singers, you know what I mean? But like they don't put out a lot of albums and have a lot of R&B shows and stuff like that. Like it's like one main one, R&B Live, but you know,
yeah.
Like it ain't a lot of like, yo, let's have a show for R&B people. Like it's mostly rap people, R&B people sneak in and they got to do their most rappy song because they only got a couple seconds. They can't really do no ballads or sing.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm about to start it. You watching an emergence of R&B stuff.
Let's go.
Does that make sense?
Let's go.
You watching, like I've done it before and now I'm about to really just do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm just starting, like this time, I still got my artist, Alisa Nicole. She's amazing.
Okay.
Like, you get what I mean?
She's got to get her on the Offset show.
I got you.
Yeah, we got to get her.
Like, she's amazing. But I told Alisa this time, I said, I'm more so your producer this time around because I want to promote myself.
Uh-huh.
I want to put my own music out. So we kind of partners in it this time rather than manager artist. I say my artist because cool. I make her music myself.
Uh-huh.
But I'm more so her producer. I'm her big bro. Like you know, I'm not like... You see what I'm saying?
Competition.
Yeah, I just wanna be like, you know, okay, she's here too, but at the same time, I'm me, and I have my own, you know, whatever. I just had somebody call me for a show, and it was like, are you bringing Alisa too? And I said, well, if you ask Alisa if she wanna come, mm-hmm. I'm just being myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I make music, and I'm my own artist. It's like, we not just like a, you get me, you get her. Like, you have to ask her. She is whatever. She's representing herself. I'm her producer, and I help her out when she need muscle.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you try to score,
we don't want to knock the R&B artists that's in Milwaukee because there is a lot of dope ones.
I'm not saying that.
I don't mean no disrespect by that.
I'm just saying I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Like we don't give very much promotion.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We don't like we don't get a whole lot of promotion. I'm not saying it's not a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like when they put out stuff, it gets so diluted. Like you get what I mean? You would hear Looney before you hear an R&B artist. Like I wrote a status the other day, and I know a lot of DJs, and I love them. And I said, how do you talk to a DJ now? I said DJs are rock stars. You get what I'm saying? I said, how do you talk to them? Like how do you say, hey, I got R&B music, can you play it? Does that make sense? How do you say that? Like, I don't have a per se club record. Like, will you just play some of my R&B in the club? Like, maybe when you warm it up tonight, when you end it at night, when you slow it down, what can I give you? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It ain't even a lot of R&B playing brilliant in the club right now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, how can I get out here besides for just keep posting my stuff online?
And that's a valid point, though, because I will say Milwaukee do back up the hip-hop artists more so than
That's what I'm trying to say. I've been helping them back the R&B people. I mean, the hip-hop people, because I love them. Like, I think they're dope.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, like for the people that sing, Montrey, Singing Rob, like, Shea Harris, Alisa Nicole, you know, Track Sanders, for the people that sing... the people that I this just off the top of my head, Renee, Crystal Renee, like for the people that I can think of just off the top of my head, fast as I can, who knows them? How do you know them?
Right, right.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? Like, I mean, but if
that's
I say Nitty or the people that rap, it's like, oh yeah, I know him, Looney.
Yeah,
you know, Little Chicken.
Yeah, like, right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like the people that rap, it's like, oh, you know them.
Yeah.
You know, Troy Tyler, who's doing big things. Like, you get what I mean? Like, how do you get to know them?
You feel me? I wish you the best with that. And if there's anything we can do to help you with promoting, let me know.
Play the records.
Play the records.
R&B. Listen to my album. It's worth it. I put a lot of money into it.
Right. With social media and stuff, how are you attacking, I guess, all of these different...
One at a time.
Okay.
I don't have it ain't no big team and no big push behind me. I let it go.
Right.
It's just me. It's just one at a time. It's one fan at a time. It's one person at a time. I'm just like, hey, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, how you doing? Then I do it to you. Hey, how you doing? Like, here, my name is Trax. I'm an R&B singer. Here's my album. Can you please listen to a couple of records?
Yeah.
I guarantee that by you listen to, when you listen to a couple records, you'll like something.
Okay.
I made this album for everyone to like it. It has a little bit of, that's why it's called Schizo.
Uh-huh.
It's a little hip-hoppy, a little soulful, a lot of R&B.
That's what's
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's all over the place on purpose. It's definitely a song. And every single song on there, somebody like a different song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell what kind of person you are by which song you like.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just like a little psychiatrist here in this album.
You have to be that way, like in order to write for people. I've been writing for people for years.
That's cool.
So I had to take on their personality, their traits. You get what I'm saying? So I was just writing for Chris Brown, like last week. They was like, Chris Brown, look for records. Send records, do this. So all these people, I even just wrote for Trey Songz. Troy Taylor literally sent me beats.
Uh-huh.
And I met him through Clubhouse. When Clubhouse was just popping that day,
right, right.
Play some records. They said, "Who the hell are you?" I said, "I'm Trey Sanders from whatever." True. They was like, "Let me see your records for this person." I wrote a couple records for him. It's like you have to be that person for that week. So I'm right. Like, yeah. All right, if I was just a bit, like if I was a millionaire and I was just freaky and I was just this, what would I be on? Like, so the whole week I'm acting like this, you know?
Curse.
You know what I'm saying? I'm dancing. Like, I'm psychotic.
You putting yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
In that
so,
mode,
so
in
I know what I like and I know what I don't like from that person perspective.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then I write with my, like, really, I write for my artists a lot. And, like, I write from a girl's perspective. You know, and I listen, Alisa got at least two songs on her album that's about to come out. It's called Love, Sex, and Disrespect.
Uh-huh.
That is going to piss dudes off. Like, when I was writing it, I was like, this is so messed up.
Okay.
Yes.
No. Everybody say that. I let my boys listen to it. They be like, dog, you gonna let me rebut this?
Uh-huh.
Like, and I'm like, no, this is for her. Like, it's she has a story on there called Best Friend, and it's so messed up.
Okay.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, this is messed up. Alisa loves it. She thinks it's fun. She's cracking up. My wife be cracking up when she hear it. But my heart is hurt writing it.
Uh-huh.
It was like I took all my nightmares of what a girl could do to me and wrote it in a song and let her sing it.
Gotta hear that one.
You get what I'm saying? After we finish, I'll let y'all hear it. It is mind-boggling.
Because
you think it's so smooth and pretty and she got a beautiful voice. So it's like you fall into the trance of, oh my God, this is nice. And then you get halfway through it and you like, is she talking about what I think she's talking about?
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, we got
it. I did that same thing with Top Top. You just listen to Top Top.
Uh-huh.
You didn't realize what I was talking about until halfway through.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, all right, I'm about to make this hip-hoppy. I'm about to talk about Head, a whole song. Listen.
The video, hey, y'all got to check out the video, man.
It's lit.
Listen.
Going crazy.
When I say, my motivation for Top Top was, it was my wife. I just want to give her pride. I want to give her a trophy. I want to give her a trophy. But my motivation for Top Top, I was listening to Flo Rida. Blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby. You noticed that was about Head?
Yeah.
I did not notice. Like, my kids are singing it. They whoop, boop, 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 boop. I'm like, sing that song. That's dope. What?
Yeah. I mean, you got Beyonce, you got everybody talking about surfboard, watermelon,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to say. Bro, I was so I was like, when I was going into Tata, I wanted to make this catchy as hell.
Right.
It was my last project. It was actually the last song I wrote for this album. Yeah. And I was like, I need something really stupid and catchy. Like, you get what I mean? I'm just like, you know, girl, you got that time, so, you know, every time you taste, we be here for days, she be on my way, which is top, she be on my wave.
Okay.
You don't get, like, you get what I'm saying? It's a way, she be on my wave.
I see.
And I'm already thinking about it, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a triple entendre, but nobody really get it.
I see.
You get what I'm saying?
Break it down.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah.
The top is away.
I hear you.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the motive. That's why I wrote that stuff. Like every
awesome.
Song got like three different meanings, but nobody thinking
that's
about
awesome.
It like that.
Now I'm gonna have to listen to them over and over. So
right.
I think, like,
man,
now,
listen,
now some different.
Like
meaning
I swear
everything.
To you, will like that album
cool.
is dope. I'm not.
Gotcha.
I'm local, but I'm not.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I'm local, but my music is from everywhere. I've traveled the world. I've wrote for it. Everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
You definitely sound versatile, and, you know, you keep saying how you wrote for a lot of people. Who has been your favorite artist to write for?
My favorite artist to write for is not a person.
A mainstream.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a person that lived here. Her name was Lady Taz.
Okay.
Her name was Tazzer D. She sang here. People call her Dee Dee. She was amazing.
Okay. Like,
she died of cancer like a year or two ago. And she was amazing. Like, I can't explain it. Like, we did stuff and it was so weird and so crazy. It spawned the schizo thing, and she always told me I was dope. And I was like so scared to put my own music out. Like, and this is like really, I got a tattoo over on my arm. Like, this is really like a tribute to her, me doing this rise by myself. I'm like, I have to go by myself. Like, mm-hmm. I have to put out my stuff. Yes. She told me to. Like, you get what I mean? I feel like that was my favorite person in the world. That's my heartfelt story too.
Awesome.
My best friend who kind of taught me how to harmonize, who taught me style, she introduced me to Jamaican music, and it kind of made a lot of my style. You know, it was a song on the radio that I wrote not too long ago from an artist here named Deluxe, named Bomb Bomb. And everybody loved this song. It's like everybody was singing this song, Bomb Bomb, Bomb Bomb. They played on V100 a lot.
Okay.
And nobody know, even he don't know. So I got it from Taz. We was listening to Bomb Bomb, Bomb Bomb, Be Dum, Bomb Bomb. One day, Bomb Bomb. We was listening to that a lot. So I'm like, girl, you got that bomb bomb. It was just like Top Top. I wrote them in the same week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I was trying to, take some Jamaican aspects, put it in there. You notice Drake and Nicki Minaj always put Jamaican aspects in their songs.
Like Caribbean vibe.
Yeah, the Caribbean. Yeah. Like, songwriters, if you hear, you ever hit a wall, put some Caribbean in it. People just love it. Like, you get what I mean? They got a natural rhythm that just goes across black people music.
Free advice.
So man, it's like that vibe. You can't help but dance to.
Exactly.
Feel good too. Like, man.
Listen to Skits on your lip.
Hey, man.
I'm telling you personally.
I'm going to check it out. Trax Sanders is in the building, y'all. We definitely going to check out Skitso, man. Tell us where we can find Skitso at.
Right now, you can find it on anywhere. You can go on Apple Music. Skitso is hard to spell. SKHIZO.
Okay.
Or you could just put in Trax Sanders and it'll pop up. I'm the only person, only fat dude with roses behind me, red roses and blue roses behind me. And it's a big picture. It was, actually, I did a photo shoot with Roche. He's a photographer here. And it was a picture that we took at the end of my photo shoot. I just sat out. I was tired because I'm fat. Listen, I was like, yo, let me rest for a second. He just took a picture of me sitting out in front of the rose because he had a rose wall. And that ended up being a cover.
That's what's
none up. Of the whole photo shoot that we spent hours doing.
But that would end up being it.
That ended up being a cover. That's, you know what I'm saying? But you can find it on Apple Music, anywhere. It's called Skitso. My name is Trax Sanders.
Check it out. It's
amazing for everyone.
Trax Sanders, can you, before we have you go, can you give us a heartfelt message for all our viewers out there?
Love on your people, man. Like, and don't be afraid to tell them. Like, I sat in a session every day with my friend. Like, I used to pick up all my equipment and take it to her house in the hood. Like, we would sit, record it. Her name was Tazzer D. Like, I was just saying.
Uh-huh.
I used to pick up all my stuff, and we never really hugged or say, hey, man, I love you, man. It's cool, because it was weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was weird because she was a guy. I mean, was a girl and I was a guy. And it wasn't like, we wasn't like in that kind of space, but we loved each other. Like,
uh-huh.
Whatever. She would fight for me in different spaces. Like, and same with me. Like, I would do stuff for her and I love her to death. And I'm not afraid to say it. Like, I'm not afraid to say, like, I love my artist, Elisa Nicole. She's amazing. I love my wife. I love my people. Like I love them, like, you know what I'm saying? And I think it was a time where I was afraid to say that. Like, or not afraid, or just too tough.
You feel me?
Yep. Or it's just weird.
Yep.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that's a beautiful message. And y'all, check out the boy Trax Sanders. You know what I'm saying? You just been put on notice, a heartfelt message, a heartfelt story.